God's timing, God's timing, God's timing. Yes, timing is everything. And we're looking at God's time versus man's time. Now, yesterday, I told you to establish your watch. Jeremiah 31:28 tells us to be alert, be watchful, so you could set the difference between good and evil. And we talked about that yesterday, how you got to set the watch. Who sets the watch? We do. Who helps us to set it? God does. And they set the watch. You want God to protect your house, but you lock the door, right? Right? Sure. So you have to be alert. Then we talked about to protect, Nehemiah 4:9. Nehemiah 4:9, a guard at the king's house to protect. There's guards to protect and watch. Nothing wrong with that. We protect our children and we watch over them, don't we? We keep an eye on them. Little hands get into electrical sockets and we protect them. Nothing wrong with that. God's there, but we protect them ourselves. Protection and watch means to lean forward. It means to peer into the distance. Looking in the distance, looking out. Absolutely. To look up. There's a sign on a train crossing. It says, ding, 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 look out for cars. That's right. And when you don't, you may get run over by the train. You watch. Watch out for the train. It means leaning forward. It means looking out. We're talking about the guard. They set a guard at the tomb. You guard, you guard, you guard. There's crossing guards. I wait for them every day as the children up here cross the street on the way to school. There's a guard there to protect them. In Psalm 141, verse 3, it talks about watch for restraint. Watch for restraint. Matthew 26:41 says, to keep awake, to watch. Jesus said that, to wake up. Won't you watch with me 1 hour? In watching, in 1 Thessalonians 5:6, you got to be calm, temperate, and walk with circumspection. That's why it says, abstain from wine, be sober. Be sober. In the military, you better be sober if you're on watch. Can't fool around there. Can't just play around there. No. 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 The guards at Arlington National Cemetery, unknowns, cannot drink any kind of alcoholic beverages. And some have said, we will not drink again for life because of the honor. Because of the honor. My nephew missed Arlington's guard by 1/2 an inch waist size. His waist is 30. They need at least 29 and a half. He just missed it. He'd been walking that guardship. Guard. A division of the night. Guard. In the Old Testament, the book of Judges, chapter 7, verse 19. They set a watch and they set a guard. And in the New Testament, Matthew 14, 25, set the watch. Now, let's look at the time here, the time factor. See, time deals with discernment, what God has. You have to discern the good and the bad. Discerning good and evil. That's why the watchman is vital. Because of the very fact you have to, is that good or is that bad? It deals with in the distance, over all obstacles and accuracy. Declare the people. When you understand, and most Christians don't, they really don't. They don't understand the strategy, the methodology of the enemy. They just don't. They don't understand the watches because the devil plans to get you in his program when he has a meeting, I'm using human terms, between midnight, 12 a.m. and 3 a.m. That's why it's called the bewitching hour. That's why there's so much evil goes on in that moment. Look what goes on after midnight in your town. You see, a watchman is a defense, a protector, a guard. He's worried. He understands. Watchman, what do you see? There's always an issue. There's always an important issue. Watchman, what do you see today? What do you see today, watchman? Okay, I'm picking up music here. Let me see where this is coming from. All right. Yeah, it's coming from the system, all right? That's my fault. My bad. Okay? I didn't watch. I was busy concentrating on these scriptures, and I didn't watch. And the system cut itself on. See? Perfect example. That was not intended. But it worked. Isaiah chapter 21, verse 6 through 10. Isaiah is being instructed by the Lord, for thus has the Lord said unto me. Look what he says. Go, set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. Verse 7. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses, a chariot of camels, and he hearkened diligently with much heed. He recognized problems. 8. And he cried, a lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. See what's happening? 9. And behold, here come a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen. And all the graven images of her God has he broken into the ground. Then 10. O my threshing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. See, the next verse is saying, so powerful. The burden of Duma, he called to me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? And the watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If you will inquire ye, return, come. You see, the Lord said, I'm initiating the watchman system. And the watchman sees what's out there. Beloved, set the watch in your life. Set the watch in your life. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Set the watchman ahead of you. He knows what tomorrow is. Because God roars. You ever notice that God roars like a lion? Amos chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Look what it says. Sure, the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. That still is a good scripture for today. The prophetic office. The Lord reveals things. God releases things. 8, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, but who can but prophesy? When God speaks, the prophetic utterance comes. I know a lot of people say, I don't believe that. That's fine. You can do what you wish. That's you know, whatever you want to do there. See, God created a roar of prophetic release that is covered by God's authority in the earth. That happens right now. There's things that are going on in this planet that we need to know about, and you're not going to get it off of Fox News. It's a spiritual release. A spiritual release. Because God wants to give us supernatural intervention. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call upon me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Cry out. Watch carefully. Expect him. And the reason that we miss it is stop all the striving. Stop all the nonsense. Strife all the time. Christian churches just fight and fuss. Christian churches. I know a church that they almost had a fist fight in it because one person, this sounds silly, and it is, and it's laughable because it is, but it's pathetic. One church was having an outing, some kind of something or other, and had some cold watermelon, which I happen to love. And a person was cutting the watermelon to distribute. And another person told him that he was wrong. What? He was wrong cutting the watermelon. And here they are with sharp knives cutting the watermelon. And there they stand in the church, in the fellowship area, arguing about the proper way to cut a watermelon. Beloved, that is strife. It's laughable, but it's the principle that matters. See, and that's what happens. Watch now, for expect a supernatural intervention. Cry out, watch carefully. And stop all the strife in your life. And you can move from a dungeon to a palace. Here's what to watch for. I'm going to give you 10 things real quick. Number one, breaches, breaking in agreements, the breach of contracts, the breach of a person's word. Number two, there's a major repositioning of the body going on right now. I don't know if you noticed that. There's a major repositioning what God has. Number three, new relationships that are out there to help you. I just called them the golden connections. They are there. Number four, the enemy being revealed. The devil will trip himself up. Number five, the Lord to reveal the best for you. Number six, turn of favor. There's going to be favor turning your way in a new dimension. Favor is going to come. This is timing. Seven, God's deliverance and renewal. Eight, his plan of recovery. See, we get better, but we don't ever recover. We lose things, and he never get them back. God's turning that around, listener. Do you hear me? Open heavens and revelations in your life. God will just open the heaven for you. And understanding that the old cycle that you've been in, the old cycle, the same old, same old, same old, same old, every day, same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing, which gets very old, is going to be redone. That's 10 things I want you to watch for. We'll talk about more of those tomorrow, and I'll review them for you. Got to understand these things. You got to watch now. Fallings, and they're creating things in the next area. Said, this is what happens. They come out of this ripping paper room, and they go into the next room, and there they begin to develop. They paint. They draw. They read. They begin to talk with one another. They progress. I said, so they go from being in trouble to ripping paper to the next room, and they progress. He said, right, Christian, that is a lesson for us. Just can't keep ripping paper and expect different results. We need to progress into the room beyond that, where God begins to reorganize us and begins to reestablish us and strengthen us and helps us, that we'll think about victory, not failure, where we'll think about total victory, not defeat. We'll think about kingdom living instead of kingdom holding on to. That's what we begin to do. And when we get to that, God begins to use us and ministers to us and helps us. And we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it says. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can't just rip paper. Just can't. Because the enemy knows how to destroy you while you're ripping the paper. He knows exactly, we're talking about time. He knows exactly, he'll keep you there forever and prevent God from helping you. Got to get out of that mode. God's trying to help you.
Dance me.
so much for listening to Freedom right here on Gatefold Radio today. I hope that something was played here that blessed you, prayed here that ministered to you, and said something to you to lift you up today. Jamie Hernandez is coming alongside of us right here in 1 minute and 47 seconds from right now. After Jamie, some tremendous programming to your way. And tonight at 7:45 Eastern is our international prayer meeting. You're welcome to come and join us right here on Gatefold Radio live. And also, if you have a need, send it in on the contact us form. Then tomorrow morning at 10:55, Carl Richardson will be back with another one of his award-winning Oasis programs. And I'll follow at 11 o'clock with Freedom. Encore presentation is programmed tonight, right after the prayer meeting, immediately. Absolutely. So on behalf of all of us right here at Grace Barn Radio, Grace Barn Ministries, and the Freedom Program, I'm Pastor Ron Zimmer, Pastor Grace Barn Ministries, Orange County, California, Manchester, Sutton, Warner, New Hampshire, right here in Seaview, Florida. Internationally, Pastor Gloria, good night, Pastor Gloria, sleep well. Pastor Samuel, United Emirates, good night, Pastor Samuel, sleep well. And in the South Africa, Pastor Ellie, sleep well. May God keep all of you safe tonight. Jamie's coming along in 27 seconds.